The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus and his disciples came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our collective hearts be acceptable in your sight, Almighty God. There's a wonderful book and documentary that came out a number of years ago titled Mysteries of the Jesus Prayer. The book and documentary takes us on a journey through Orthodox monasteries that practice the Jesus Prayer. Not only does it offer a rich history of monasticism, but also gives us a glimpse into the life of monks who practice this prayer of the heart. It is simple and yet profoundly affecting, and it goes like this. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. Now, if that sounds familiar, it should. The prayer seems to echo the words called out from the side of the road today in Jericho by Bartimaeus when he yelled out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And some would point to this moment in Jericho as the genesis of the Jesus Prayer, which is quite possibly the oldest prayer in Christianity. The prayer is inspired also by St. Paul's exhortation to pray unceasingly, and its purpose is to tune one's inner attention, one's inner life, to the presence of God. And thankfully, in recent decades, the Western Church is now beginning to understand with greater appreciation the value of the Jesus Prayer and other contemplative practices that take us into the depths of the human experience, where the need for mercy is always at hand. It feels important that when Bartimaeus cried out for help from the side of the road that day, the disciples tried to silence him. And here we have a man that is desperately crying out for help, and yet those closest to Jesus try to ignore those cries and move on. If you are troubled by this response from Jesus' closest companions, well, we should be, because the characters of these sacred texts, in this case the disciples, are composites of our own humanity. They are you and they are me. So their behavior, if their behavior strikes a nerve, we should pay attention to that. Do we truly hear the cry of the poor and the suffering? Do we cover our ears and keep moving on, separating ourselves from our sisters and brothers? Cry for help. We don't have to look too far to encounter Bartimaeus. He is our brothers and sisters at the Tree of Life Synagogue. He is on the street corner. and in the line at soup kitchens, clinics, and homeless shelters. She is the addicted teen shivering on Hollywood Boulevard. They are the women who sat bruised and beaten, victims of terrorism in their own homes. They are the children separated from their mothers in immigration detention facilities around the country. The cry comes also from those so unfairly harmed by crime, as they sometimes feel they have no advocate and nowhere to turn for true healing and restoration. The cry from the side of the road are all too often met with indifference, and it leaves the fabric of our common life torn and unreconciled. We also hear the cries from the wilderness of our jails and prisons. Please, Lord, have mercy on us. As we say in 12-step spirituality, we cannot transmit something we do not possess. We must first acknowledge our own spiritual blindness, both as individuals and as a collective community. That's what Bartimaeus was doing that day. Then we will know how to answer the question when Jesus asks us what it is that we need. He may already know, but it is the awareness of our own brokenness, our own spiritual blindness, and our own need for mercy that will set us on the path of forgiveness, not only for ourselves, but for others. It is only when we are aware of our own need for mercy that we can accept forgiveness for ourselves and have compassion for ourselves. And it is then that we can experience the ultimate freedom, where we can truly extend the same forgiveness and compassion to others, knowing that the ultimate freedom is always the freedom to love. For what is forgiveness if it is not love? All of us are Bartimaeus. Lord, have mercy on us. Earlier I mentioned the Jesus Prayer. You should have a little slip of paper with you that has that prayer on it. It says, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. That prayer can move us deeper into our hearts, into the meeting place with the divine, into the encounter with the Holy One, the sacred source of all that is. It is in this place where we will know mercy, and it is from this place that we can show mercy. It is in this place that God can create in us a clean heart and a new spirit. Now, if that sounds like a prayer practice that would be worthwhile, one that would allow you to stand just a little closer to Jesus in the world, one that would allow you to regain spiritual vision and follow Jesus on the way like Bartimaeus did that day, then all you need to do is to let your cry be your prayer. So I'd like to invite you to join us today in a group practice, the community practice of the Jesus Prayer. We're going to recite this several times together with one heart. So please join me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ.